Another investigation just about to drop its findings. Trump has just flailed his way through yet another horror week that will probably be forgotten in a few days' time. This is US of Ed with former Washington insider Ed Blakely and myself, Sean Britton from the Sydney radio station 2SER. Find us every week on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. Michael Cohen, he's going away for 3 years for charges linked to hush money and financial wheeling. Good news for him, it could have been longer. Bad news for individual one mentioned in the case, a.k.a. President Donald Trump. Ed, what's going on?
Well, it looks like they've got the total goods on Trump now on violating campaign funding. You are not allowed to put your own money or anyone else's money into the campaign without doing it transparently. This money was paid in as hush money to keep these women quiet through a large-scale magazine that reports on confidential stuff, the kind of thing they see on the newsstand at your neighborhood supermarket, scandalous stuff. They did not publish the material because individual one did not want that material published, and they admitted this, and so did Cohen. So they have individual one directing basically campaign fraud against the U.S. federal law. The Republicans were dismissing that until the publication itself came out and said this was the case. So individual one is now a federal criminal.
Stormy Daniels lawyer Michael Avenatti had to say Michael Cohen was sentenced today. Donald Trump is next. Should people be getting their hopes up?
Well, it depends on whether you're close to the president or not. I think everyone saw this coming. It is very serious. The Republicans can't just step around this one. So we'll see what happens next, but I think the other shoe is coming.
Government shutdown rearing its head again this week. Trump having a nasty temper tantrum with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Thoughts, Ed?
Well, I guess every nine-year-old goes through this. Give me the candy. Oh, you won't give me the candy. Well, I'm going to take my ball and go home. He sounded like a petulant child and looked like one. And the backstory on this is when he left the room, he threw his papers down on the floor, obviously turned red, and was disgusted with what just happened on live television. He's really in a deep hole. He said he would shut down the government for the wall. All the Democrats would love that, because when you shut down the government, you tick off a lot of people, and particularly his supporters who are dependent on government support.
Well, Trump said he'd be proud to take the blame for a shutdown, given it was over, he claimed, national security. I imagine Trump's tune will probably change in terms of the blame game if this this shutdown actually happens. But does anybody remember that Mexico was going to pay for this wall originally?
Yeah, I don't think he knows how to spell Mexico. He was giving out some bogus statistics during this episode, and he said, well, the number of people caught in Tucson has down 90%. Tucson's more than 150 kilometers from the border. It could be down 150% because people are going to other cities. Please. A wall makes no difference. And the American public, except for a few, don't think it makes a difference. But I think the Republicans who support the president want him to get his wall, like he got his tax relief. If he gets any portion of that wall, he'll declare victory.
Speaking on tantrums, someone who was meant to be the adult in the room, White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, has announced he will be leaving the role at the end of the year. Now, we've spoken about this one already. I believe that was actually a prediction of yours, Ed. What makes this one more intriguing, though, is the man that was expected to take the role after him, Nick Ayers, the Chief of Staff to Mike Pence, turned it down. What's going on, Ed?
Well, When I was in high school, I was told no one turns down the President of the United States for anything. And of course, when I was called to come back from Australia to the United States, it wasn't the president directly, but certainly it was his office, asked me to return. I said yes. That has been the tradition, I think, since Lincoln, for people to say yes to the president when called upon, unless they have some deep conflicts or something like that. This means no one has respect for the man, and they don't think he's going to be there long enough to help their careers, and it might hurt their careers. So, sure, there'll be someone who takes the job, maybe Scaramucci, but it's over now. When someone that big turns down the president, it tells you the president has no authority.
Only the very best people, Ed. You know, I was talking to somebody last night, and I believe Obama's own history with chief of staffs has been brought into the discussion now. But Trump's turnover rate for staff is at 62%. Given we're only talking about the first 2 years of his presidency, and not a full-term presidency, this is extraordinarily high. John Kelly now means the record for the chief of staff position, at least, for the first 24 months of any presidency. Well, that's a record for turnover in that particular position. So this is a chaotic situation that doesn't seem to be getting any better.
Well, Obama's turnovers, people got better jobs. So it was not a situation where Obama couldn't hold anybody. They went on to do better or slightly different things. This is a very different issue. And furthermore, Obama needed a different kind of person. He needed someone with the credibility with the Congress, not someone who could manage the office.
In a sort of similar situation, Trump now at war with Rex Tillerson, the former Secretary of State. Tillerson saying publicly he'd had to keep Trump from committing to acts that violated the law when he was secretary. Trump responding by calling Tillerson dumb as a rock and lazy as hell on his favourite medium, Twitter. At this stage, Ed, I don't even know how Trump keeps track of all the grudges he's holding.
This is really Tillerson's announcement of his book. And his book's going to be about how the president worked illegally and illegally to get his way. And I suspect if Tillerson has not already talked to the special counsel, he will.
And just still on staffing, just one more. William Barr, Trump's new pick for Attorney General. He's an immigration hardliner, fan of the Patriot Act and civil asset forfeiture. And he's written some pretty weird stuff about the separation of church and state in the past. He wanted the government to take some more cues from God's eternal law and take steps to restrain sexual immorality in an essay written back in the 90s. Ed, do we know this guy? Who is this guy?
Well, this guy actually was an attorney general under the first Bush. I think first or second. He has a fairly decent record. The craziness he's been in writing is not the same as his attorney generalship, where he actually was pretty good. I think they'll let him pass, but he is going to have to swear to uphold the Mueller investigation, if it's still going on. He's going to have to say he disavows all the stuff he said, and that he works for the United States and not for Mr. Trump. Well, if he does that, Trump has got somebody who's going to be a thorn in his side and not a real help.
Russia and Russian spy Maria Butina, she has pleaded guilty to charges relating to political interference and says she will cooperate with federal investigators. Watch this space, Ed.
Well, I think this is one more of the dots. She was working with the NRA. The Russians were trying to peddle their influence through the NRA into the Trump campaign. Another dot. It looks like this dot is complete. The next dot is the money dot. It is pretty clear. Trump was getting money from the Russians. The Russians are even now turning over the emails. So he can't get around that. What Trump did, and I think we talked about this nearly a year ago, was get the money during the time he was in crisis in finance through the Russians. And he thought when he was president, he could do something as a payback to them. And when he was running for president, they wanted him to succeed. So this is, if it's not collusion, it's certainly confusion.
And the Washington Post this week announced that Trump lies so much, their fact checkers have had to come up with a new system, the bottomless Pinocchio. Now, this is for when a very big, obvious lie has been repeated 20 times or more in an effort to distort truth entirely. And I think this speaks to the way the media, after almost 2 years, is still struggling to deal with a president who lies so often, so shamelessly about almost everything, that he completely disengages those who believe him from reality.
Oh, that's true. But he's been successful with these lies, and he's going to continue them because his people are zealots. They don't care what he says. For them, it's the truth. And even if he backtracks on it, it's still the truth. They believe in him, not in what he says.
And just finally, Ed, it is one of those times where I feel a little bit depressed because I know very, very soon in the news cycle, everything we've talked about is going to be made completely irrelevant because what, in 24 hours or something like that, the Mueller investigation will be supposedly dropping some more findings, and I'm sure that's going to set the news media alight all over again. Anything to talk about or just wait and see?
There's something I had not counted on, and this is Michael Flynn. I think Michael Flynn may have dropped more bombs than we realize. Remember, he was there when Trump started running. Trump has a lot of respect for him, so he must have shared a lot of confidences with him, including the business with the Russians. So I think that Flynn going free is a signal that Flynn has told all and they've been able to corroborate it, probably through the president's own attorney who left. So I think the president now is in a situation where Flynn is a dangerous person.
US of It is produced in the studios of 2SCR 107.3 in Sydney. Help support the work we do by going to 2scr.com/support. And I'll be back next week to talk the latest in US news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date and show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.